ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be speaking about a very tricky question, a very complex question, and we'll probably be speaking about it for a couple of episodes. That is regarding the question of predestination. So, you know, the problem of predestination, it has been discussed from times immemorial, ever since, religion has been on the face of the earth. You know, people have been talking about predestination. And, you know, it's approached from various angles, it's discussed from various viewpoints. For example, sometimes it's discussed from the point of view of God's knowledge. And, you know, people say that if God knows everything, then it's necessary. If he knows everything from beforehand, it's necessary for those things to occur. Otherwise, you know, if it were possible for them not to occur, it would be possible for God's knowledge to be wrong and false, which is impossible, so therefore it's necessary for them to occur. Necessity is incompatible with, you know, free will. You know, free will implies the idea that it's equally possible for the free agent to both perform the action and also to forego it. Consequently, the agent, no agent is free. Rather, he is compelled and predestined to do whatever, you know, he has to do. You know, some other times it's approached from the point of view of God's, power. Like, for example, people sometimes argue, they say that, you know, if God is all-powerful, that would mean that all actions, you know, everything in this universe would have been created by him. If there were a being in this universe that had not been created by God, you know, obviously this would be a limitation of God's agency and his power, which is impossible. God's agency is, you know, absolute. His power is infinite. Consequently, everything in this world, every entity in this world, every being in this world has been created by God, including the actions of a servant. And at the same time, no action can be performed by two agents at once. Therefore, you know, prior to this, we had already established that they have been performed by God, and therefore they cannot have been performed by the agent himself. The agent would be receptive with respect to God's, to these actions, not an agent and an active, efficient cause with respect to them. These are some of the ways in which this problem has been approached. There are also other ways in which it's been approached. Even people like atheists who don't believe in God, sometimes they advocate, you know, this problem of predestination. Today we want to speak a little bit about why this is incorrect. Fortunately, we have, you know, an answer to this in the form of a hadith, a beautiful hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which he kind of exposes the fallacy involved in this line of thinking. He said, if it were like this, meaning if predestination and compulsion were true, the concepts of reward, punishment, command, and prohibition would be erroneous. The meaning of promise and threat would be futile, and there would be no blame for a wrongdoer, nor praise for the good doer. Furthermore, the good doer would be more blameworthy than the wrongdoer, and the latter would deserve more praise than the former. This predestination is the claim of the idolaters and the foes of the merciful. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the fallacy of predestination. Inshallah, we should be discussing this further in some of our forthcoming episodes. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.